You're listening to the Park Avenue United Methodist Church podcast. This sermon was delivered by our pastor, Reverend David Gilmore, during a recent worship service in New York City. We invite you to listen with an open heart.
Before I start preaching, I've got one more prayer request. This is purely selfish on my part. I'm preaching at St. Stephen's Church in the Bronx this afternoon for their 200th anniversary. And I'm just asking that y'all pray for me that I might have strength to be able to bring it the way it needs to be brought. Anyway, please repeat after me. There is a word from God today. And it's for me. Let us pray. Oh God, I give you thanks for affording me one more opportunity to proclaim your word, and I ask on this day you might hide me in the shadow of the cross and save me from me. Allow me to preach your word unafraid and unashamed, but more importantly, oh God, allow something to come forth from these lips that might offer hope to your people. This is my prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. When the roll is called up yonder, when the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. September of 2002, I officiated and preached my mother-in-law's homegoing celebration. I did not want to do it, but what Barbara Black wanted, Barbara Black got it. And Barbara Black wanted her son-in-law, David Gilmore, to preach her homecoming. So she told her husband, who was her primary caregiver, to get lost for an entire week. And she told me, you're going to take care of me for a week. And I'm okay, because what Barbara Black wanted, Barbara Black got. So I showed up, and over the course of the week, I had to wear two hats. I wore the son-in-law hat, where she told me, you better take care of my daughter and granddaughter. And then I had to wear the pastor's hat, where she laid out what she wanted for her homegoing and how she wanted it. I asked my father-in-law, Wesley Black, after my mother-in-law passed, what song would minister to the family the most? And he replied, when the roll is called up yonder. Now, I thought that was kind of ironic, because that's the same song that my mother-in-law, Barbara Black, had told me she wanted sung at her funeral. Now, during this celebration of death and life, I was kind of foggy, but I listened later on to the words of this song, and I thought to myself, James Black, the gentleman who wrote the song, was either extremely reckless or extremely sure. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there? What was he thinking? Come to think of it, what was Barbara Black thinking? On the verge of losing her battle with cancer, what was she thinking? Having undergone all kinds of painful radiation and chemotherapy treatments, what was she thinking? Worrying about her daughter Kamiko and her granddaughter Lauren, what was she thinking? When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. I'll come back to Barbara in a minute, I promise. But our word for today is that we can live in hope today because of the promise of tomorrow. We can live with the burdens of today. We can live with the hurts of today. We can live with the heartaches of today because of that divine promise of tomorrow. Yes, when the roll is called up yonder, those who have borne the heat of day in the present will be there with King Jesus tomorrow. Today's passage of scripture should be read in conjunction with the first 8 verses of the chapter, because many theologians believe, and I agree, that the promises of verses 9 through 17 are grounded in the steadfastness or the faithfulness of those who have borne the heat of the world in the first part of the chapter. These words of promise are directed to a people who have held on and held fast to Christ when it was not just unpopular, but downright dangerous to worship anyone other than the Roman Emperor. In case this may be going over someone's head, allow me to make it plain, and I ask you, the hearer, hear what's coming from the past and also in the present. The people of God have been told that their salvation comes from the Emperor. The people of God have been told that their safety, that their survival, their peace is found in the Emperor and the Empire. Get this now, because the Empire was the source of the people's salvation. The Empire was the object of the people's worship. And those people who did not worship the Empire were considered traitors. I did say, think about it in the present also, didn't I? Bring forward approximately 2,000 years, and we find this same mindset, this same attitude prevalent during the reign of some influencers in our city, in our state, and in our federal governments. Anyone who spoke out against the inhumane treatment of, let's say, immigrants, was and is against the empire, and the emperor, and is a traitor. Anyone who questions why more money was and is spent on war than peace was and is unrealistic. And why anyone uttering the words diversity, equity, and inclusion was not, is not trustworthy. God was and is a reality only as long as our nationalistic God was and is connected to the ungodly actions of a God-fearing nation. I said it. I'm not scared. I did talk about freedom of speech, didn't I? Yet here we have John proclaiming that those who are truly followers of Christ live in a different reality. Those who are truly Christian, worship Christ. Those who are truly Christian, honor Christ. Those who are truly Christian, model Christ when the role is called of yonder. Could it be that we might not make roll call? Because our adoration is directed at someone or someone's other than Christ. Could it be that we might miss roll call because we got caught up singing the praises of humans rather than the heavenly King? Could it be when the roll is called up yonder, we will not be there? In John's vision, the saints who have made roll call are those who have stood fast in Jesus. I'm talking about saints who talk Jesus and walk Jesus. I'm talking about saints who study not just what Jesus said, but where did Jesus say it, and around whom and to whom did Jesus say it. I'm talking about saints who pray and praise Jesus. I'm talking about saints who learned the word and sang the word and learned the word and prayed the word and learned the word and preached the word and learned the word and lived the word. Talking about saints whose hearts were fixed on making roll call. John is writing to a people who have pressed forward, modeling their Christianity on the Christ who has brought them peace in times of confusion, and whose healing is both spiritual and physical, and whose joy is manifest when everyone, not someone, but everyone is considered equal and a child of God. In other words, John is talking to people who do not need the world's approval to find themselves approved. John is talking to a people who do not need the world's protection to know they are covered from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. John is talking to a people who do not need the world's love because they know they are truly loved and have been bought with a price when the role is called up yonder. on that bright and cloudless morning when the dead in Christ shall rise in the glory of his resurrection share, when his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called of Yahweh. I'll be there. Let me move on. Some of y'all got places you gotta go. The saints in our text are dressed in white, and they're waving palm branches, and they're singing songs of praise to the one who has made them victorious over the world. The great multitude in our text are those who were persecuted for Jesus and are now victorious in Jesus. These are the victors who held fast to Jesus in the present to be with Jesus tomorrow. These are those who lived by faith for Christ today, for the promise of being with Christ and in Christ tomorrow. In other words, these saints in this story have made roll call. These are saints whose Christology is grounded in Christ's command to care for even the least of these in Matthew. These are saints whose ecclesiology is grounded in the outpouring and empowering presence of the Holy Spirit on the church in Acts of the Apostles. These are saints whose identity has been shaped by their studying to show themselves approved and believe that if Christ be for us, who can stand against us? These are people who have made roll call. These are people who refuse to compromise their belief and held fast to Jesus. These are people who did not get caught up in personalities but held on to Jesus. These are people who did not wait for the cameras to turn on before feeding the hungry or providing clean water for devastated communities at home and abroad, or helping our hurting siblings in Missouri and Kentucky and the Carolinas and Puerto Rico and address their needs. These are people who saw hurt and worked to heal that hurt. Yes, these people saw pain and they moved to ease that pain. These are people who have made roll call. When the roll is called of Yahweh, will you be there? Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of the life is over and our work on earth is done and the role is called of Yahweh, I'll be there. John's vision ends with one of the elders stepping forward and after some prodding, acknowledging that this great multitude are those whose strength was and is Jesus. Let me say it a different way. Those who made the promise of tomorrow are those who held fast in hope to Christ today. This is a group who faced the heat of today knowing that they would find rest tomorrow. This is a group who faced the pressures of today knowing that they would find comfort in Jesus tomorrow. This is a group who dealt with the hurts and the worries and the fears and the heartaches of today because they knew that they had been marked as children of the Most High King. I said this group has shed tears of sorrow today, knowing that joy comes in the morning. This is a group that has passed through the waters and walked through the fire today, knowing that God has called them by name tomorrow. This is a group that has waited on the Lord in the here and now, knowing that tomorrow they shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is a group that has fought the good fight today, because tomorrow the fighting will be over. This is a group that has been marked with a God seal of approval, and they have made roll call. Now, I'm almost done. I got to go back to my mother-in-law, Barbara Black, because if I didn't, she probably would come and hit me now. I wish y'all could have met her. This same Barbara Black suffered in the present. She faced the heat and the pressure of cancer in the present. She faced the heat and pressures of worrying about her family in the present. She received a death sentence in the present. And yes, we did shed some tears. However, before she closed her eyes that last time, she recognized who she was and whose she was. In that time, she recognized that she had been sealed, she had been signed, she had been delivered by God. In that time, she knew that she was about to change clothes. She was about to shake off the robes of today so that she might be clad in a white robe of tomorrow. She knew she shake off the robe of pain. She knew she was going to shake off the robe of hurt. She knew she was about to relocate and didn't have to pay for the loop. She suffered for Jesus in the here and now. She had walked for Jesus and she had talked for Jesus in the here and now. And she knew that when the robe is called of Yahweh, she would be there. She had an assurance only found in knowing Jesus. She had a belief only found in knowing Jesus. She was ready for her white robe because she had made roll call. She was ready for healing and wholeness because she had made roll call. She had crossed over to that land that I've heard described as flowing with milk and honey. She had crossed over to that place that I've heard described where the streets are paved with gold. She had crossed over to that place there where there was no more sickness and no more worry and no more tears and no more sorrow and no more mourning. She crossed over to that place where there's no more pain. She crossed over with the assurance that she had made roll call. When the roll is called of Yahweh, when the roll is called of Yahweh, when the roll is called of Yahweh, I'll be there. For every person listening to this sermon, the question is, are you ready for roll call? You may be going through a storm right now, but hold on to the promise of Jesus. Hold fast to Jesus in your sickness. Hold fast to Jesus in your sorrow. Hold fast to Jesus in your disease. Hold fast to Jesus in your depression. Hold fast and don't let go. Real hope is knowing that you can make it through the storms of today by standing on Christ, the solid rock, because that promise of peace and joy is only found in Christ Jesus. When the roll is called of Yahweh, will you be there? To all I offer, shalom and amen.
Thanks for spending time with us. We hope today's message brought peace and inspiration to your week. To learn more about Park Avenue United Methodist Church, visit us online at paumcnyc.org.